is something we've been working on all year this year, and we're now actively rolling that out in many states and will be actively rolled out very soon everywhere.
Madison, always good to get with you. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Kevin.
Madison Gilbert, national spokeswoman for the Republican National Committee, a former congressional candidate in Ohio. She has been in the arena. She knows what that's all about. Coming up on the program, Craig Huey, he's an expert on the People's Republic of California, and California is really, really screwed up. We'll talk about that and find out just how bad it is in the People's Republic of California. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, updates on the war that Israel is waging now against the Hamas terrorists. We'll tell you about what land has been taken back.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is 2 reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my 2 young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas, so how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has 2 convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We heard from President Biden yesterday, no mention of Iran, no mention of Hezbollah. There's something really wrong about that. Mark Warner is the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. He's a Democrat, and trying to put together the answer to the question, should we put boots on the ground in the Middle East? This was Mark Warner yesterday.
Do you think it is an option? Do you think that if Israel came to us, Senator, and said, we think this would be more effective if we had some of your soldiers here, it would make a big and broad statement?
Well, Neil, we are sending the Gerald Ford with literally thousands of sailors home ported out of Norfolk, Virginia, and a battle group to that region. I think the president has been explicit that entities that want to try to expand this conflict don't. And I think it would be, frankly, irresponsible before Israel makes any kind of additional ask beyond materiel to go down any other path. Let's get Israel the materials they need. Let's make sure we do all we can in a concerted effort to make sure this doesn't spread violence to the West Bank or the Hezbollah does not come out of Lebanon. And let's hold this world opinion together that these brutal terrorists need to be eliminated. And Neil, I also think that while we need to stand by our democratic ally in Israel, that we also need to stand by our democratic ally in Ukraine, who less than 10 days ago, the Russians brutally murdered as well a whole village that was at a funeral of a Ukrainian soldier.
So we shouldn't acquit the cat on this, right? You would be for continued funding. I know, but for continued funding for Ukraine and funding to help Israel is needed. You would not favor one over the other. They both need our help. They should both get our help.
We need to stand by our allies, democratic allies, when we have countries like China trying to say Western democracy is in demise, and we've got a whole function of our House of Representatives undermined, when we've got Putin who is saying, oh, the West is going to get tired, and now when we've got these barbaric actions by Hamas. I think America has to stand with our democratic allies when they're under assault in more than one theater, and I think we have that capacity.
Mark Warner, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Stick around, more to do. Coming up. Some expert testimony, a former director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, on the speech by the president yesterday. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The biggest sports report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
festive night at the Fortress last night. Before the puck fell on the Golden Knights season opener, their championship banner rose to the rafters. When it was time to defend their title, VGK did just that with a 4-1 win over the Seattle Kraken. Next one's on the road tomorrow night in San Jose. The Las Vegas Aces are two wins away from becoming the first WNBA team to win back-to-back titles since 2002. They'll try to get one of those tonight at Michelob Ultra Arena when they take on the New York Liberty in Game 2 of the best-of-five series. After the Raiders broke a three-game losing streak, odds makers favor them in Week 6 against the New England Patriots. The Silver and Black are three-point favorites, and UNLV football is a 9.5-point favorite over the winless Nevada Wolfpack on Saturday.
The biggest sports report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
That is a major traffic jam inbound from the Northwest Valley right now. We're talking about U.S. 95 southbound approaching Summerlin Parkway. Right side of the freeway is blocked off. Looks like only one or two left lanes getting by there. And the braking already backed up to Cheyenne. This is 95 southbound, again, before Summerlin Parkway. Might consider coming down Rancho as an alternate to save a few, little bit of time. Going to be sunny and cooler today. Afternoon highs only getting into the low 80s. Less wind today, too, with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Still 66 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Local. Everything you need to know to start your day, everything you'll need at that first sales meeting just after 9 o'clock, we'll have you fully armed and ready to go. That's what we do every day from 6 until 9 right here on AM 670 KMZQ. I promised I'd bring you some expert testimony on the president's speech, his statement yesterday, where he neglected to mention Iran. And he neglected to mention Hezbollah. How he could do that, that is unforgivable. How could somebody approve a statement to be released without any mention? John Ratcliffe is a former director of national intelligence. They call it the DNI, Director of National Intelligence. He was, and this is cut three, by the way, guys. He was, shall we say, underwhelmed by the Biden speech on Israel. Here it is.
To the point that you were talking about further, about this absolutely disappointing speech by President Biden and not mentioning Iran, you were questioning your guests why. Why are they tiptoeing around Iran? The answer, Martha, is very clear, because to admit Iran's involvement, and as it's exposed here, is to underscore the absolute failure of their policy regarding Iran. You and I have had so many conversations, Martha, about this, where we talked about the opposite of peace through strength is, you know, chaos through weakness, and that we would regret the Biden administration's approach in appeasing Iran and trusting Iran and negotiating in Iran. Yeah. And in this particular case, Martha, so much is made about this $6 billion. Here's what's irrefutable, is that at the moment that the Biden administration was negotiating to get American hostages back and to give $6 billion for that, Iran was planning an operation to take more American hostages, more American lives.
That's right.
The Biden administration got played. They got duped, and they don't want to admit it.
Yeah. You know, when you just take a step back from this, John, Iran, one of their main reasons for existence is to wipe Israel off the map. So how do they do that? They support Hamas in the south and Hezbollah in the north. We know Hezbollah is starting to do some attacks in the northern part of Israel, while Hamas is carrying out these attacks in all of these sites across the south. So the whole point, and the Iranian leadership spoke out about this, is it isolates, squeeze Israel effectively out of his existence. And it appears that the White House has allowed their feelings about Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister, to impede them from having an open dialogue with him and showing support for him that would be strengthening to the U.S.-Israeli alliance. He hasn't even been invited to the White House, which is unprecedented, I think, in presidential U.S. history over the past decades at least. So, you know, how much of that is the backdrop for the boldness that we see here, John?
Oh, it's all of it. I mean, the president said today, we stand with Israel. He said it unequivocally. But nobody believes it, because for the last 2 years, he stood closer to Iran than he has to Israel, for all the reasons that you outlined. The inescapable truth here, Martha, is that Hamas is funded by Iran, and Iran has been funded in part by the Biden administration approach in enriching them by not enforcing the maximum pressure campaign, by lifting restrictions, by letting Iranian oil be sold on the open market. All of that has played into what's taking place here, and he has allowed, at the same time, President Biden has allowed daylight between the United States and Israel in the Middle East for everyone to see. And Iran and Hamas has taken advantage of that, and it's playing out in front of the world, unfortunately.
John Ratcliffe, the former DNI, the Director of National Intelligence under Donald J. Trump, underwhelmed by the Biden speech. We've had a lot of analysis of that speech yesterday. But coming up in our next segment, we're going to let you hear the words of our president, his reaction. And again, it was passionate, and we appreciate the passion. But how can you do a speech and not mention Hezbollah or Iran? That is dumbfounding. I mean, it really honestly is. Somebody had to approve that speech, and they should be fired. They should be fired. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job. And I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Local for a Wednesday, a hump day. We're still trying to sort out our thoughts and our feelings about what happened over the weekend in Israel. I have Jewish friends all across the country, and they've been devastated by this. I'm going to tell you something. As a Roman Catholic, the horrific images are just overwhelm you. We've talked about the speech by the president yesterday. Never mentioned Hezbollah, never mentioned Iran. And we've had analysis of the speech and how could you leave out Iran. But I want you to hear the passionate comments of the president. I appreciate, like I say, I appreciate his passion on the subject. But how you could do that, I just don't know. This was the president yesterday, his first comments after the attack on Israel. Here it is.
You know, there are moments in this life, and I mean this literally, when the pure, unadulterated evil is unleashed on this world. The people of Israel lived through one such moment this weekend. The bloody hands of the terrorist organization Hamas, a group whose stated purpose for being is to kill Jews. This was an act of sheer evil. More than 1,000 civilians slaughtered, not just killed, slaughtered in Israel. Among them, at least 14 American citizens killed. Parents butchered using their bodies to try to protect their children. Stomach-turning reports of babies being killed. Entire families slain. Young people massacred while attending a musical festival to celebrate peace. To celebrate peace. Women raped, assaulted, paraded as trophies. Families hid their fear for hours and hours, desperately trying to keep their children quiet to avoid drawing attention. And thousands of wounded, alive but carrying with them the bullet holes and the shrapnel wounds and the memory of what they endured. You all know these traumas never go away. There's still so many families desperately waiting to hear the fate of their loved ones, not knowing if they're alive or dead or hostages. Infants in their mother's arms, grandparents in wheelchairs, Holocaust survivors abducted and held hostage. Hostages whom Hamas has now threatened to execute in violation of every code of human morality. It's abhorrent. The brutality of Hamas, these bloodthirstiness brings to mind the worst rampages of ISIS. This is terrorism. But sadly, for the Jewish people, it's not new. This attack has brought to the surface painful memories and the scars left by a millennia of anti-Semitism and genocide of the Jewish people. So in this moment, we must be crystal clear. We stand with Israel. We stand with Israel. And we will make sure Israel has what it needs to take care of its citizens, defend itself, and respond to this attack. There's no justification for terrorism. There's no excuse. Hamas does not stand for the Palestinian people's right to dignity and self-determination. Its stated purpose is the annihilation of the State of Israel and the murder of Jewish people. They use Palestinian civilians as human shields. Hamas offers nothing but terror and bloodshed with no regard to who pays the price.
Yeah, there you have it. The president of the United States, his first comments on the attack on Israel. Passionate, yes. Wrong-minded, absolutely. Tom Cotton is a senator from Arkansas. He was on Fox yesterday saying that Biden needs to change course on his Iran policy, even though he won't mention it in the speech. But that Tom Cotton says the president needs to change course on Iran policy. This was Tom Cotton yesterday on Fox.
Even Jimmy Carter in late 1979, after the Ayatollahs overthrew the Shah in Iran and Russia invaded Afghanistan, changed course. President Biden has to change course after 11 disastrous years of Obama-Biden appeasement and weakness and concessions to the world's worst state sponsor of terrorism, Iran, which is responsible for creating Hamas at the scale and the brutality at which it exists today.
Senator, you spend time in the U.S. military. You know the value of intelligence. People have been talking about the massive intelligence failure that happened here that allowed Hamas terrorists to infiltrate and kill so many people. That intelligence failure extends all the way to this administration, because take a listen to what Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, said about the Middle East just 12 days ago.
We want to depressurize, de-escalate, and ultimately integrate the Middle East region.
The war in Yemen is in its 19-month of truce. For now, the Iranian attacks against U.S. forces have stopped. Our presence in Iraq is stable. I emphasize for now because all of that can change. And the Middle East region is quieter today than it has been in two decades.
The Middle East is quieter today than it has been in two decades. I mean, they were caught so flat-footed, it's stunning.
Yeah, John, and it hasn't been quiet even up to Saturday. I mean, we've had more than 80 attacks on American forces in the Middle East by Iran or its proxies, almost none of which have been answered. There's a reason why Iran thought they could get away with supporting Hamas and Hezbollah as they have. Iran has been killing Ukrainians by providing drones and other weapons to Russia. There's been no consequences. In fact, this administration has consistently looked the other way and refused to enforce sanctions against Iranian oil shipments, enriching the Iranian regime to the tune of tens of